producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And maybe your heart as well. Certainly your noggin needs to be exorcised and exorcised. Isn't it amazing what one vowel can do to a word? Exorcised versus exorcised, and the difference between those two words. We're all about words here on Good Day. Jennifer Warren is here to help me with the words that are important. And Rich McFadden.
You know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Igor.
Igor. So exorcism and exorcism, exorcising and exorcising. Jennifer, you want to take a stab at that?
Exorcising and exorcising. Yeah. Exorcising is doing something, moving your body. Mm-hmm. Exorcising is ridding yourself of something.
Removing something that may not be
I'm
visible.
I'm smart. I'm smarter than
you. You're so schmat.
I'm so smart.
You know how ridiculous the English language is.
Yes, it is.
You're ridiculous.
The whole thing is ridiculous.
I'm trying to explain to my kids why one sounds one way.
It is weird. You know what's a harder language, though? Czech.
Yep. All those Russian.
All the hooks.
And all those labels. All those things in the alphabet that you can't understand.
No, I know.
There are three main alphabets. The Arabic, the Roman, and the whatever the Russians call theirs, or whatever the Eastern
hard. That's what I call it.
Actually, there's four because of the
I kept
Asian.
Trying to sound out words, and it was, like, ridiculous. But I do know that Shvetsky's a plum.
Shvetsky! Sarah Shvetsky.
Sounds
like a Shvetsky polka.
Actually, there is a plum polka about the wine, making plum wine.
The founding of the National Organization for Women occurred on this date in 1966. 1966 now. Originated. Do they still have impact and power these days, Jen, what do you think?
Do you think a little bit?
Are we more conscious? It was a consciousness thing. Are we all more conscious?
I
mean, we aren't sexist, but we're more conscious. Look at the time, the fact that Hillary Clinton and Carly Fiorina are running for the presidency, would that have happened if it were not for the existence of organizations like now?
I think, you know, these groups, they have their fans. But they're probably the fans that they have are not going to change their mind based on what Now has to say, right? So, I think they still have a little bit of power.
A little bit of power. Yeah. A little bit goes a long way. This date, 1969, the Supreme Court ordered an end to all school segregation at once. It was not easily done. It did not happen at once. You could argue there are many school systems in our country that still are de facto segregated.
They are segregated because you go where your neighborhood goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. As opposed to having open enrollment. We have open enrollment in Framingham, and it costs us six more buses to bring those students around from where they live to where their parents have chosen to send them to school rather than the neighborhood school, and that gets us to 74 buses. Listen to this. You want to talk about money being spent?
How do you manage that?
The school buses, listen to this, Richie. The school bus system, we were talking about this in town meeting last night. School bus system that we have now, I used to be in the bus business. I was the last local owner and provider of school bus service in this town, and I got out of it in the early 80s. So the big companies, bigger, came in. Prices went up. The rate now per hour for a bus is more than we got per day in the 70s when I was running buses. And the rate is multiplied by the number of hours. The average number of hours a bus is operating now in this community is about 6 hours a day. You take that, multiply it out times the number of buses, times the number of days in the school year, you got $6 million a year spent on busing kids back and forth. And there were, in the era that I was running buses here, we had more students in the system. We used 48 buses. Then I have 74. And the price is, we were, I think, $1.3 million, $1.4 million for the transportation costs in the 70s and early 80s. Now $6 million, $30,000 a day to bring the children around from one school to another in a town like this. Imagine what kind of a business that is around the country, where you see school buses everywhere. And these, no wonder these big transportation companies all want to get into it, because there's a lot of money. The more you force the little people out, same story with every business. Push out the little guys, jack up the price. And that's what's going on. And three of the four big companies that are doing this aren't even American owned. There's a British company, there's a Canadian company, I forget what the third one is, of the four big ones. It just is really a pretty amazing little anecdotal information. Speaking of anecdotal information, the truth about bin Laden's death has emerged. This was, four years ago, right? 2011? Osama was killed. Interviews with top officials reveal that 4 weeks before, four federal lawyers worked frantically and secretly to frame justifications, including making the mission lethal and burying the target at sea. All of that was discussed and ordered by these four lawyers. One lawyer recalled saying that they had to be ready to explain our legal conclusions, particularly if the operation goes badly. But it didn't.
Right.
And so the Navy SEALs killed him, didn't capture him, because the lawyers said, kill him, don't capture him. The lawyers said, kill him.
So, probably easier. I mean, there's
And the orders came from the lawyers
Dump
him in the ocean.
Well, remember, they were worried about people stealing his body or trying to make, you know, I mean.
Well, what would be the legal, that's a practical reason. What's the legal reason? That's really, I think.
For killing him?
Maybe there would, no, would have a body to investigate.
For not keeping the body and bringing it back. That's, I think, what the question is, isn't it?
See if there was torture or something. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I find this all...
Can you imagine what it would have cost if they'd have brought him
lawyers
back?
Ugh.
Well, of course, that's the whole thing. Hopefully, that's what somebody was thinking about. Wouldn't you think that would be... be the number one... Okay, the situation at this private school in India. Anybody seen the pictures yet of Bill Gates there?
No.
He was there celebrating his 60th birthday at a school, and there is a, I'm looking at a picture that we ought to probably post of him that they held up at this school. He went there to hail his philanthropic efforts. He has funded the school, apparently, and one of the theories in the school is that the teachers teach the youngsters how to work hard, become rich, and help other people. That's his purpose in funding this school. Now, how come we don't do that in America? He obviously went through the system and learned how to do that. But what about it? What about doing that? And having that as more, is that a no-no?
Don't we have to apologize for wanting
like
to? Yeah, aren't we supposed to apologize for being
successful?
Rich and successful now?
Yeah, right. That's the way it works here. Almost breathtaking, isn't it? How about we spend a minute thinking about what's on your face? Is it on your face? Yeah, on your face. Richie, how's your face looking today?
Well, so far so good. I mean, it's a little tired right now.
Who told you that? Who told you your face looked good?
Nobody. I did.
Really? I saw a picture of you. You have big circles under your eyes, and I hadn't noticed that before. One of your Facebook posts was pretty close up on your face.
Yeah, no. You got lots of circles, man.
What's the problem?
Not sleep?
We're up early.
I don't have that problem. Jennifer looks beautiful. I don't have circles under my eyes. It must be something else.
I must be carrying the weight for all of you, then.
Well, that's maybe.
Just don't get up too close.
So we're going to fix that problem, Richie, with GenuCell. Made from plant stem cell therapy. Gets rid of the bags, the puffiness around your eyes. You will use it and you will love it. And now you can get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment to try absolutely free. It's another tube, a different sort of ingredient or set of ingredients that have come from the same kind of research. This time, though, it's aimed at getting rid of the dark circles under your eyes. So we have GenuCell, which gets rid of the bags and puffiness. It absorbs the water, because that's what the bags and puffiness really are, water collecting underneath your eyes. So that's what GenuCell does. It takes it out. And now, because they want you to know about the Platinum Platinum Dark Circle treatment, they're offering a free tube when you order the regular 3-month supply of GenuCell. So call 800-543-9262 for GenuCell, 800-543-9262. Why don't you do it now? You're thinking about it. You're listening to me talk about it. So do it now. You've been thinking about doing it for a long time. Now's the time to take action. 800-543-9262. That call, when you order GenuCell, will get rid of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, the lines around your eyes, and then you get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment that they'll be selling. Now you get it free, but they'll be selling that because it's something that will work well to get rid of the dark circles under and around your eyes. You want that flawless look? Call 800-543-9262 and take care of your looks. Younger looking only takes an overnight for the work to get started. Your money back if it doesn't work for you. 800-543-9262. Get a free express shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. They'll give you a luxury gift as well. So get them together. GenuCell and the Platinum Dark Circle treatment, all for the same price. 800-543-9262.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
When we do our talk radio countdown show, say that at the end, Doug, can you talk? Well, toward the wrong one. The talk radio countdown show this week, I'm sure that the debate will be number one or number two in the issues column. What we haven't much talked about is what Mike Huckabee brought to the table, because he's usually a little too much to the right on social issues for me. But here he made a very poignant point about that dirigible, the balloon that got away. Well, maybe not.
No, he's coming. Hold on a second.
We need to have Kara come in and help
walking
me out.
Walking into the studio here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, we'll almost run out of time, so that we'll. You want us to sing or dance or what?
If you saw that blimp that got cut loose from Maryland today, it's a perfect example of government. I mean, what we had was something the government made, basically a bag of gas that cut loose, destroyed everything in its path, left thousands of people powerless, but they couldn't get rid of it because we had too much money invested in it, so we had to keep it. That is our government. Today, we saw it in the blimp. That's exactly what we saw.
Isn't that a perfect analogy?
Yeah, it really is. Yep. So how come if they all agree, I don't know if they all do, how can they all, because many of them are responsible, certainly the senators that are up there, and there are, what, 3 of them, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Rand
Paul?
They're
all playing that role. They're all playing the Washington is too big.
Not with credibility, they aren't.
You're right, but they all are playing it.
Yeah. No, the only one who has any credibility, maybe Huckabee's got a little bit there. It's too bad he is far away.
I
like him.
Rand Paul and Trump and Carson do.
Rand Paul is one of the members of the Senate. Trump isn't. Fiorina isn't. Carson isn't. And they're playing that card and doing it successfully. That's why they're on the top of the heap. 21 after on good day.
Paid not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Okay, so what's new in the life of Phil Collins? There are a couple of songs that he's done that I kind of like. This one I'm lukewarm on. There are a few that are good. I'm not a fan, but it's interesting because a lot of people are. And apparently he is interested in releasing a new album. He hasn't released an album, according to the story at DougSteffen.com. No new material since 2002. The album was called Testify. So he supported that by having a farewell tour. Since then, he was out and around for a brief Genesis reunion tour in 2007, 2010 Motown Covers Collection going back. But he's now plotting a comeback tour with a new solo LP called My Kids Are Now 10 and 14, and they want to see what their dad does.
That's not called that, but that's why he's doing it.
What? It isn't?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good album cover. No, that's what they are. They want to see. But yeah, that'd be a good title for the album. I like that. I fell for that, Reggie.
He's basically been in retirement since his kids were born, and they're like, Dad, all you do is sit at home and hang out.
He's been in Switzerland for about 10 years. And yeah, he's not doing anything, so why not go do something? He has a lot of time on his hands thinking about what has happened. I went through a few bits of darkness, drinking too much, kill my hours watching TV and drinking. Wow, that's terrible. What is
it? Poor Saturday.
Right.
No, I mean, think about it. What talent and genius. He didn't have something. Can he go buy a farm and work in the field? What's wrong with that?
You know.
Or go help people instead of sitting around thinking about yourself all day? That's terrible.
I've come to the conclusion that creative genius comes with flaws. Name me a creative genius that doesn't have some kind of just either addiction or some other kind of serious personality flaw.
Me?
Don't get me going.
Excuse me?
This is a good song. This is one of the good Phil Collins songs.
What's not to like here?
Yeah. Didn't he have some hearing problem?
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think maybe he did.
Yeah, right. I brought him on the Genesis tour.
I saw him with Genesis, and then I saw him solo. And great concert. And Jen will take a shot at it because he does have a lot of fluffy, light rock, sappy songs, and you have to set those aside.
Yeah,
because he's got such a wide variety of music. There's good stuff in there.
Yep. All right. So he has a studio. He's got a home. I was gonna say mobile home in Miami, but it's not a mobile home. And he's gonna put a studio in there so he can start working on some new material. Once you have it, do you think you always have it? Some people have had it forever. Depends on what their expertise is. Some people keep it. Some people don't.
Well,
lose it.
It's not once you have it, do you always have it? It's once you have it, are you, how much do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Because you watch a lot of bands, they can write 20 to 30 songs to 40 songs maybe and get an album or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see bands like the Eagles, Phil Collins, Genesis, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones,
who just keep
reinventing themselves and doing something different and staying relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is the amazing part of a guy like Phil Collins is he reinvented himself 10 times and stayed relevant for 20 and 30 years.
Yep.
And you can't find that.
It's hard to find. You can find it here and there, but it's not easy. No matter how you slice it, this kind of talent comes along once in a lifetime. You don't see a lot of people. You can count on your hands and your feet how many people have really been good and had staying power. McCartney's an example, certainly, and so is Ringo for different reasons. It's nice, though, to have maybe what will make him successful is that it's familiar, and people are not finding a lot of familiar sounds in music today, and they don't. That's why there's not a lot of excitement about some of the pop music around. So good luck to him, Phil Collins, and it's 20 and after a good day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Daylight savings time is the perfect time to save energy and money at Ace. Because now through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any two select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs. Only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy two select bright LED bulbs, get one of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores through November 1st. See store for details.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RG Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dr. Joy Brown with us, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, so I want to make good use of her time. We have a couple of different things that are phobias facing us. I remember the expression spring ahead, fall and daylight savings time, which starts this weekend. You'll lose an hour, and it'll be dark an hour earlier and light an hour earlier.
Stop the insanity on this.
It's
stuff.
Foolishness. I don't
Come
even
on.
Understand.
Why don't
we
just
stay 4 months
right now?
Yeah.
It's foolish.
Even though it's not the right time, let's just.
But what does it do psychologically, Joy, to us to have more darkness? That's the thing. Between now and December 21st, it gets darker and darker, and then it starts getting lighter. But from now until almost Christmas, it's dark early. There are only 8-9 hours of daylight. It really does a number on us, does it not? And well, is it because of the darkness?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to look, it's like everything else. It's kind of a bell-shaped curve. There are going to be people who are completely impervious and people who are very, very affected by it. We know that our thyroid, which is kind of the master switch of our body, of our hormones, and so how our feelings, is very phototropic, is very much sensitized by light. So, and we know that for certain kinds of depression, exposure to certain kinds of light, it has to be a certain wavelength, really does offset it. So people may feel a little bit more, a little less cheery. And one of the things to do, we're less affected by it probably than people were historically, because we have fluorescent lights. We have lights inside. So we are a lot less, we are a lot less affected. During Sandy, which is, what, this is the 3-year anniversary, I think? 4-year anniversary.
Four.
I think it's 4 years. I was living in my apartment. I was evacuated for 3 days, came back, no heat, water, electricity for 2.5 months, and you become a farmer. The time switched over as well. So you go to bed when the sun goes down because we're so used to just flipping on a light.
How did that feel?
It was bizarre. It was such a strange time. There was no light in my whole area, not only in my building but my whole area, and I was working the whole time. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things of you just kind of trudge on through. I carried a shower cap around. I thought I got rid of it maybe a couple months ago. In my pocketbook saying, can I take a shower at your house? Can I shower with
busy.
You?
Busy, yeah.
Because I realized after about 2 weeks that I had a gas stove, but pouring hot water over yourself in an icy cold apartment actually doesn't work. No, it doesn't work.
But man is built to sleep when it gets dark and to wake when it gets
absolutely.
Light and to
absolutely.
Utilize all of the lighted hours, the lit hours.
Because we count so much on our eyesight. Our sense of hearing isn't nearly as good as animals. Our sense of taste and touch isn't, but our eyesight is. And so...
I'm
exactly
wondering
right.
when you were forced to your body get used to the rhythm of the sun, did it feel better or were you just so out of sorts it was
weird? The whole thing was such a weird experience. It's hard to generalize from it.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is probably.
All right.
But I don't know because it was just so out of time and place.
Let me take this one step further. This will really seem bizarre. Mondo bizarro time on Good Day. The fact that darkness is the antithesis of light, obviously that's a duh, but what really is darkness? What darkness is, if you understand, and I was thinking about this as I locked into the information that's coming from that probe of the moon around Jupiter, and then you look out every night into space, or you look into these pictures, and you see, okay, there's a planet here and a planet there, and here a planet, there a planet, there's a solar system, and there's a galaxy, and there's the universe, but the vast preponderance of our universe is dark. Yep. It is not light. There is much more darkness, and that goes for, I guess we could, in a sense, you can relate that to any number of things in our lives, but the key to the universe is not light, it is dark. So,
no, I would argue, I think that the key to the universe is light. The preponderance is dark.
Well, but the
light is what allows for life.
It's like on this planet, we have 70% water, but yet we always think of it as the Earth. We call this planet the Earth.
That's true.
And Earth is supposed to be land, but most of the planet is water.
Well, that's because we can live on the land. We're not so good on the water.
No, we aren't too well.
If you're right, the language by definition is very chauvinistic. It focuses on what, for example, light is viewed as positive, dark is viewed as negative.
Right.
But
like,
as you point out,
people. I mean, that's the simplistic side of the guy.
Yeah.
The good guy wears a white hat, the bad guy wears a black hat.
Yep.
And there's all kinds of symbolism in darkness and light. So what I wanted to point out was what I was thinking about the dark and dark matter and how if you believe in the Big Bang or however things started, it came out of darkness. It came from nothing, supposedly, or what was all dark. And you can't even imagine. The average person cannot possibly imagine the enormity of what the universe is. We can't deal with no beginning, no end. No up, no down, no sideways, because we are linear. And so this plays into what it is that we know, or we think we know, versus what is real, or what now people are telling us they think is real, that dark matter is the key to the universe, the research that's being done on dark matter, and sooner or later we're all going to go into a dark hole, and it'll be the same as it was before the Big Bang. And then you start thinking about, what's going to happen to me?
All right, but let me point out, you and Woody Allen have exactly the same perception of the universe, but we're not
talking about
sexual life.
I'm sorry to
learn
that.
But, exactly.
Congratulations.
But the point is that ideas are for using, not believing. And for us, it's useful to believe in these things. And I think that that's the difference. You're talking about a belief system as opposed to facts.
Yeah.
And they're not the same.
No, but that's always sort of the case. And let's take it one step further. All right, we got a three-step plan.
Another one step further?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about fear, because it's Halloween.
Okay.
Where the poll today, for example, at DougStephan.com, how old is too old for trick-or-treating? Is it 14, 15, 16, 17?
328.
Right, okay. So Halloween is the focus. It's a pagan holiday or a pagan time.
No, it was originally, All Saints Day is, it was a holiday.
Right,
All Saints Day is November 1st.
Grabbed
and the night
from
before
the
was when the souls roamed the earth. It was not a pagan holiday.
We'll go back deep.
Everything was pagan originally.
Yeah, thank you. All right, but what we have in terms of fears, we're afraid of heights, we're afraid of germs, we're afraid of people who have guns. We're afraid of whatever. I mean, we're afraid of holding onto the pole in the subway. When you're in New York, do you think about the germs that are on that pole when you ride the subway? Or when you push the ATM button? Or grab the door handle?
I wash my hands when I come home.
Okay, but there are, you know what I'm talking about, the
well, but a
way
phobia by
definition
fear. Is an unrealistic fear.
How so?
Where do these fears
come from then if they're unrealistic?
Well, they can be based on the fact that that people can transmit bacteria by hand contact. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to die if you ride the subway. It's taking perhaps a moment of reality and exploding it into something that doesn't make any sense, or that impacts you negatively, that has very little grounding in reality.
So how do we talk ourselves out of the fear?
Well,
the parents who protect their children with all of these this fear and germs. Go back to germs. You spray your hands and get rid of all the bacteria. Well, that's why kids are so sick, because they're not building up an immune system. It's working against them. Fear works against your well-being.
Well,
does
it depends.
Not?
No, not universally, because if you don't look both ways before you cross the street, you're likely to get hit by a car.
Ooh,
so
works
you
both
have to
ways.
Distinguish.
They're too busy on their smartphone.
Well, but that's the point is we have to, that's part of the job of adulthood and maybe even of parenting to differentiate between unrealistic fears and realistic fears. For example, I'm going to be much more afraid of a gun on the subway than I am a germ on the subway. The subway doesn't scare me nearly as much as going to Liberia during the Ebola outbreak. There are fears that are reasonably based and fears that are not reasonably based, and that's what we have to differentiate. And people are going to have different perceptions about what's realistic.
All right, in a moment we're going to talk about how to overcome whatever your fear is.
Okay.
Because again, we're at Halloween and it's supposed to be about spooky, these movies that are around, these horrible, horrible movies.
Yeah, but all of them have tanked. Nobody wants to see them.
Well, but is that a good sign? Or
yeah.
When I was a kid growing up, I was the only one who didn't want to go see the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I was scared out of my mind. I just looked at the picture of the poster and I didn't want to go see it.
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't like scary movies.
No. All right, sorry. Well,
scary enough.
Yeah, thank you. So let's figure out how to help people overcome their fears, especially if they are not rational fears. Dr. Joy Brown with us here on Good Day at 43 past the hour. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Hey, it's Burt Jacobs here at Life is Good. Most people know Life is Good for our optimism and our t-shirts, but we're also helping kids overcome violence, poverty, and illness. Right now, we're raising over $1 million for kids who really need it. We want your help. In fact, we need your help. And here's all you have to do. Just hashtag Grow the Good on Instagram or Twitter and show us a picture of something good that happened today. For every hashtag Grow the Good, we'll donate another dollar for kids who really need it. You can learn more at lifeisgood.com.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Dr. Joy Brown with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're talking about fears, as a lot of those, there's so much attention to this foolishness. Is it good because it's fun? As long as it's fun, is it good? 20 million American pet owners will dress their pets this Halloween as well, spending $350 million on pet costumes. You don't think that the people that are into the Halloween thing in the retail world love even the pet stores are into this thing.
It's also become a drinking holiday.
Yeah.
It's this weird thing that's become and cards and adult costumes. It's become this huge big sort of capitalistic adventure.
But it is based on some of the horror. I'm not sure how this came to be. We have read books, you see movies, the common lore about people getting, you know, the bled out or the torn apart or some other horrible thing by some creature with a hacksaw or a chainsaw. But people say they like this sort of thing in the movies, but they don't like fear in general. So how do you deal with, how do you keep yourself from being overcome by fear?
All right, let me say two things about that. First of all, I just saw a documentary about Alfred Hitchcock who said that we like fear in manageable doses. Mm-hmm. That part of people like being feared in a way, being afraid in a very limited context. So there seems to be part of the human psyche that really does like playing peekaboo or getcha or whatever. But I think it depends on what the phobia is. For example, if you can figure out when it started, there it may be a link to something from your adolescence or your childhood. And that's sometimes just by going back and revisiting. You can also do classic desensitization. For example, people are afraid of snakes.
Yeah.
You can take them, because snakes aren't slimy. I don't like them, but they're not. But you can go
and... I don't like spiders and snakes.
Yeah, you can look at pictures. You can visit a herbarium. There was a guy on one of my TV shows who was afraid of heights, and we got a cherry picker. I don't know why I do these things. And I went with him up at the cherry picker and did a relaxation exercise with him and held his hand. There's a guy who came to my apartment once to fix something, and he was... I had a deck that was like 25 stories up, and I said, well, I'll get the books out of it. Why don't you go out on the deck? And he turned green. It turns out he was terrified of heights. So I made him go out on the deck with me. Again, I'm not sure why I feel compelled to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes just by confronting your fears, by figuring out where they came from, by doing classic desensitization, hypnosis will sometimes work. Hypnosis works best if you can confront them when you're not under hypnosis, and then hypnosis can move you farther along the path of feeling more comfortable about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can also tame things that frighten you with things that, that calm you so that you offset the notion. I'm a little claustrophobic, and my claustrophobia went away a lot after September 11th because I was in a building that had been had been evacuated three times because they were afraid it was going to fall down. And I, dying does not appeal to me, but it doesn't terrify me. But being buried alive, since then, I'm a lot less claustrophobic. So sometimes just being exposed to something really scary can make your sort of unrealistic fears go away.
I tell my kids, either you ride your fears or they'll ride you.
Yeah.
But so there are lots of different ways you can talk with a therapist about it.
Yeah.
Relaxation exercise.
If you want to get scared, there's a story at DougStephan.com about a demon infested house being exercised. You can watch it at DougStephan.com.
Oh, Doug. That ain't what it takes to love me.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It is 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. And guess who's going to be the technologist today? Me. I am going to act as reporter extraordinaire because of all of my vast worldly knowledge when it comes to technology. So stand by for exciting comments, exciting news, things that are happening that will affect your life today, tomorrow, next week, next year, for the rest of your life. I have that information next for you here on Good Day.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments,
"A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have."
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Delphin cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. So Jennifer and Ken will make fun of me while I do some of the updates in terms of consumer uses of technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how you're protected. The Senate in Washington yesterday voted 74-21 to approve a Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, which will give companies immunity from lawsuits when they share data with the government to prevent cyber attacks. Good idea or not? Yes, Jennifer, or no?
I don't know about immunity. Immunity is pretty big, but I'm going to go with yes-ish.
Mm-hmm. Really? How about deodorant? Is that better than immunity?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Kenny, what about you? You're close to this sort of thing.
I think it's a good idea. I think if they're worried about legal action, it's gonna make everything even more of a mess.
Yeah. Apple's profits have soared.
Where for a car come from?
Hello.
All right. Speaking of technology, how's that working for you, Kara? Apple. cute. Okay, anyway. Apple's profit up 31% as they sold 48 million iPhones this year. Wow. Last year, 39 million in the same quarter. Big growth in China for Apple products. You see, that's where you kind of get them. They're made there, but sold by an American company. I think that's kind of an interesting conundrum, isn't it, when you get down to it? Twitter credits mobile advertising for 9 out of 10 ad dollars that are coming in. Smartphones advertise there. That sort of thing. So, didn't Twitter recently change their sort of mode of operation in terms of how they make money? Or has it always been, I mean, it doesn't cost anything to sign up for Twitter, so it's all ad-based, right?
All ad-based, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you think that Twitter is really becoming more popular than Facebook with some?
I know last night when I was watching the debate, I was Twittering away. Just because it's quick and fast, you know, where Facebook is a little more, you have to be more engaged.
Here's something for Tom Kreitler. Internet-connected kitchens projected to be a $10 billion market in the next 5 years. So what do you have in your kitchen that's connected to any kind of
I want the refrigerator that's connected, but I actually have a thing in my kitchen. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's like a TV that I have hanging on the wall. You can watch TV off of it. It's a digital photo frame, or you can insert your recipes in it with the memory card,
yeah.
And or internet, by the way. You can search the internet and you can bring up recipes. So I can have like this TV/picture frame also putting up my recipes as I cook in the kitchen, which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. I was in a Barnes & Noble last Friday. They have a Nook, they're promoting as you walk through the front door, a Glow Light, new waterproof Glow Light Plus, aluminum body around the Nook. You got a Nook.
I have a Nook.
Yeah, you got a Nook, all right. All right. Our Nook is to, it's 59 past the hour. That's our niche. Excuse me.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.